Sing Out was founded nearly 70 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining online resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music is from Django Reinhardt and Stefan Gappelli and the Hot Club of France, with Django's classic, Minor Swing, from the recording Djangology Volume 6 on EMI Pathé Records. Minor Swing was recorded in 1937. The United States has exported many products to the world, some of them better than others. One of our finest gifts is music. We think of rock and roll and rhythm and blues, but one of the earliest musical exports is jazz, and swing is one of the most popular. This week and next, we explore swing from its earliest incarnation to the most American style of all, Western swing. We'll open the program with Joshua Rifkin and his highly influential recording of Scott Joplin Piano Rags that just about single-handedly reestablished the style back in the 1970s. We'll hear Elite Syncopations from 1902, and the album Piano Rags by Scott Joplin is on Nonesuch Records. After that, we'll hear from Benny Goodman, Count Basie, and Duke Ellington with Ella Fitzgerald. It Don't Mean a Thing, this week and next on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Thank you. Don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Do I, 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 do I. Don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is swing. Do I, 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 do I. Makes no difference if that rhythm's sweet or high. Give that rhythm everything, everything you got. Don't mean a thing. Do I, do I, do I, do I, do I, do I, do I. Did it, did it, not no day. Did it, did it, not no. Better do, did it, 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 did it,
do I 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 do I
way. Bye. Makes no difference if you're sweet or hot. And give that thing everything you've got. Makes no difference if you're sweet or hot. Give that thing every little thing you got. Da 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 da
Duke Ellington and his orchestra, along with Ella Fitzgerald on the vocals. And the title of these next two programs on the Sing Out Radio magazine, It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing, recorded live at the Côte d'Azur in France back in 1967. That's on Verve Records. And that extra vocal there was Ray Nance, who also was the trumpet player in Duke's band. And before that, we heard from Count Basie and his orchestra from back in 1942 and 1 o'clock Jump. That's from a collection called This Is Jazz 11, Count Basie on Columbia Records. And before that, we heard the Airmail Special from Benny Goodman from The Best of the Big Bands, also on Columbia. And we let off that set with Scott Joplin's Piano Rags from Joshua Rifkin. We heard Elite Syncopations. That's on None Such Records. That was written back in 1902 by Scott Joplin. We're going to lead off this next set with Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross, and a tune you might know from the singing of Joni Mitchell. Here's Twisted from the hottest new group in jazz, Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross, on the Sing Out Radio magazine.
My analyst told me
what?
That I was right out of my head, the way he described it.
How?
He said I'd be better dead than alive. I didn't listen to his jive. I knew all along he was all wrong, and I knew that he thought
what?
I was crazy, but I'm not. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
My analyst told me
what?
That I was right out of my head. He said I need treatment,
yeah.
But I'm not that easily led. He said I was the type that was most inclined, went out of his sight, to be out of my mind. And he thought I was nuts,
nuts.
No more ifs or ands or buts. Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no.
They say as a child I appeared a little bit wild with all my crazy ideas, but I knew what was happening. I knew I was a genius. What's so strange when you know that you're a wizard of three? I knew that this was meant to be. But I heard little children were supposed to sleep tight. That's why I lay with the vodka one night. My parents got frantic, didn't know what to do. But I saw some crazy scenes before I came to. Now do you think I was crazy? I may have been only three, but I was swinging. They all looked at Graham Bell. They all looked at Edison and also at Einstein. So why should I feel sorry if they just couldn't understand the reasoning and the logic that went on in my head? I had a brain, it was a pain, though, to let them laugh at me when I refused to ride on all the double-decker buses, all because there was no driver on the top.
No driver on the top.
She must be out of her head.
What's the matter with her?
My analyst told me
what?
That I was right out of my head, the way he described it.
What?
He said I'd be better dead than alive. I didn't listen to his jive. I knew all along he was all wrong, and I knew that he thought
what?
I was crazy, but I'm not. Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no.
My analyst told me
what?
That I was right out of my head, but I said, dear doctor,
yeah.
I think that it's you instead, 'cause I have got a thing that's unique and new. It proves that I'll have the last laugh on you, 'cause instead of one head. I got two. And you know, two heads are better than one.
I took her where the band was on the stand playing live music. She got us on the dance floor. To me it was a sight I never seen my baby moving like the move she made on me that night. I did not have a chance, the way that music made me dance. It was some live music, live music.
Can music play it on the radio? Can music without a dime it doesn't go? Favorites on the jukebox are only half the show when it's
stepping out. My baby said,
I'm living for this music.
I asked her what it's all about. She says,
I'm just a silly girl. This stuff has got me in a world. It's just some
live music, live music. And that was the night she left me. Danced herself into my memory. My baby had to leave me for the drummer. I guess I'll never solve that mystery. I think I've learned my lesson. Just don't get too near the band when it's live music, live music. A little before she left me, I asked her what it's all about. She says she feel like dancing. She feel like stepping out.
This is the Sing Out radio magazine. If you want more information about Sing Out, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or log on to singout.org. You can also listen to the program as a podcast. This is episode 2041. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. This is the Sing Out radio magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from Djangology Volume 6 on EMI Pathé Records. And we just heard Django Reinhardt and Stephane Gappelli and the Hot Club of France with Swingin' with Django. That was recorded back in 1937. And before that, we heard a banjo player from California named Bill Knopf from his recording Pacific Swing. And we heard Take the A-Train, Billy Strayhorn's classic tune. Bill was on the banjo and the guitar. Kenny Blackwell was on the mandolin. That's on First Inversion Records out of Van Nuys, California. And before that, we heard from Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks from 1969 and the recording original recordings. And we heard Canned Music from Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks. That's on Epic Records. It was written by Dan. And before that, we heard from Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross from their recording The Hottest New Group in Jazz on Columbia Records from 1960. We heard Twisted, written by Wardell Gray and Annie Ross. We're going to lead off this next set of It Don't Mean a Thing with Alan Toussaint from his recording American Tunes and a tune written by Duke Ellington, Rocks in My Bed. Alan Toussaint along with Rhiannon Giddens on The Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Come back. That dream man of mine, he's
I got rocks in my bed. Rocks in my bed. Rocks in my bed.
I know why I've waited, know why I've been so blue. Each night I pray for someone exactly like you. Now why spend all that money taking in a show or two when no one does those love scenes exactly like you? You make me feel so grand, I want to hand the world to you. And you seem to understand every little scheme I'm scheming and dream I'm dreaming. I know why my mother told me, she says, Billy, you must always be true. She meant me for someone exactly like you. Blue, 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 blue. Each night I pray, skedaddle, dab, dab, doo, dah. exactly like you, yeah. Now why spend all that zuba duba duba taking in a show or two when no one does? Exactly like you, you make me feel so grand. I want to hand the world to you, and you seem to understand every little blubba 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 blubba. I know why my mother told me. She says, she meant me for someone exactly like you.
Listening to Swing this week and next on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. That was Exactly Like You, a classic tune from Jimmy McHugh, from Guy Van Duzer and Billy Novak. It's kind of the title track of their Rounder recording, Exactly Like Us. Guy Van Duzer and Billy Novak. Guy was on the guitar and Billy was on the clarinet. And before that, we heard from Alan Toussaint from American Tunes, the late Alan Toussaint, and Rocks in My Bed, Duke Ellington's classic song, featuring Rhiannon Giddens on the vocals. Bill Frisell was on the guitar. It's on Nonesuch Records from Alan Toussaint. We're going to lead off this last set with a tune that's sort of indicative of the season. Here's Russ Barenberg and Halloween Rehearsal on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Thank you. Tonight in a bar alone I'm sitting, apart from the laughter and the cheer.
Oh, Jason.
While scenes from the past rise before me, while watching the bubbles in my beer, a vision of someone who loved me brings a lone silent tear to my eye. And I know that my life has been a failure, just watching the bubbles in my beer. A road paved with heartaches and tears, And I'm seeing the life that I'm wasting, just watching the bubbles in my beer. As I think of the hearts that I've broken and of the golden chances that have passed me by, and the dreams that I've made now are empty as the bubbles in my beer.
That's a little preview of what we'll be hearing next week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine in part two of It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing. That was Asleep at the Wheel from their recording Hang Up My Spurs, and Cindy Walker, Bob Wills, and Tommy Duncan's tune Bubbles in My Beer. I bought that at Cracker Barrel. And before that, from the Phil Salazar Band and their self-titled recording, we heard Swing to Bop. That's on Flying Fish Records. And we let off that set with Russ Barenberg and Halloween Rehearsal from the compilation of the same name on Rounder Records, Russ Barenberg and Halloween Rehearsal. Hope you've enjoyed part one of our special feature, It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing. Next week, lots of Western swing music. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can find out more about Sing Out by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Be careful out there. Be sure to wash your hands, wear a mask, and keep your distance so you can join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 2041.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening all over this land. I'd hammer out danger. I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning. I'd ring it in the evening all over this land. I'd ring out danger.